Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, December 5th, 2018. Getting a glimpse of God's glory. When we get caught up in the details and lose sight of the big picture, we get discouraged. We need to remember why we are here, our purpose, which is to bring glory to God. Isaiah 43:7 says, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." Getting a glimpse of His glory through our lives aids in regaining and maintaining the right perspective. In light of this, I want to recount a blog I wrote a few years back, entitled, "Show Me Your Glory." So rewind the clock, and here goes. For the past few months, I have suffered excruciating pain whenever I stood or walked for more than a few minutes. It was very debilitating. I couldn't do much of anything. Having a type A personality made it even more difficult. The ramifications of not getting healed are huge. Loss of a planned hiking vacation out west. Inability to maintain my garden and home. It produced great unknowns for my future, including moving and even ministry. And no one likes that feeling. Unfortunately, I didn't respond very well to my persistent dilemma. I found myself becoming discontent and complaining when God didn't seem to hear my prayer. I'm not saying I became totally rebellious and angry at God. I know better than that. It's just that I couldn't seem to shake my negative attitude for long. Well, after being miserable for way too long, you know, stinking thinking never helps, it only heightens your misery. I finally just accepted my circumstances. I surrendered to my wonderful God who does know what He is doing. My prayer changed from, "Please help me," to, "Please help me to endure this pain, Lord. Use it somehow for your glory. Don't let me waste the pain." Immediately, my joy and peace were restored. Perhaps some of you would have liked to have heard that my great physician performed a miracle and healed me immediately. But I propose to you, is that really the biggest miracle? Or would God sustaining me through the pain with joy and peace be a greater manifestation of His power? Perhaps the better question would be, which miracle brings Him more glory? I was presented with the same query back in 2008 when my husband's cancer had metastasized. I remember the exact moment in time and place as I was grappling with the bad news. What would give God greater glory? Healing or sustaining us with unexplainable joy and peace? The answer came immediately from God, straight to my heart. The latter. Remember that we are here for God's glory, not our own. This will immensely help us to keep the right and eternal perspective, no matter our circumstances. As Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." And like Moses said to God in Exodus 33:18, "Now show me your glory." Back to the present. As I look back, I can see that God has brought glory to Himself through my life. Oh, not perfectly, but He has used me to help others love Him. That's His glory shining through. That's reward enough for me. Lord, continue to use me for your glory, and thank you for being able to see glimpses of it here. By the way, my friends, my back is hugely better, and I have been able to go hiking again, even to the top of Mount LeConte in the Smokies, where I got to see even more of His glory. Here's a video of the sunset I saw on October 4th. Here's a video of the sunset I saw on October 4th. At 6,594 feet.